everybody. Pastor Buddy joining you live tonight, right here, around the world on WWRB 3.185 Clear Channel. Glad to have you in here. We're going into the book of Leviticus tonight. We're going to talk about the dwelling place in your midst. Where's it at tonight? Are you preparing to keep the Festival of Tabernacles? Have you made preparation as did the ancients? We're going to talk a bit about the ancients and our forefathers. Learned not the way of the heathen, but he did study and say, keep the tradition of the elders that have taught you the ways of Yahweh. Did you know what the Bible said? It actually says that when they see that you're called by the name of Yahweh, they'll be afraid of you. Now, why, ladies and gentlemen, are we in the mess that we're in today in the world? It's simply because we have these things going on in our midst that are not approved by Yahweh to assemble in the holy place. Notice this. It says, if you guard my Sabbaths and reverence my set-apart place, I am Yahweh. If you walk in my laws and you guard my commandments and do them, then I shall give you rain in its season, and the land shall yield its crops, and the trees of the field shall yield their fruit. Ladies and gentlemen, we eat the produce of the land today that has been poisoned by Monsanto Seed Incorporated. Did you know that you cannot actually raise any seeds that are pure and heirloomed, because now you're violating the laws of the land by trying to get it to yield? We're using fertilizers, we're using chemicals, we're using things because we're not blessed. If you walk in my laws, you guard my Sabbath. That means, what's that mean? That means you watch for him. Ladies and gentlemen, his Sabbaths are wonderful, joy unspeakable, and they're full of glory. Today we've been involved in preparation, getting ready the feast night for Yahweh, sanctifying it, preparing a place for the set-apart ones. Then he says, and your threshings shall last till the time of the great harvest. And the great harvest shall last till the time of the sowing. And you shall eat your bread until you have enough, and shall dwell in your land safely. I will give peace in the land, and you shall lie down, and no one will make you afraid. And I shall clear the land of evil beasts, and not let the sword go through your land. And you shall pursue your enemies, and they shall fall with a sword before you. And 5 of you shall pursue 100. And 100 of you shall pursue 10,000. And your enemies shall fall by the sword before you. And I shall turn to you and make you fruitful, and shall increase you, and shall establish my covenant with you. Now, what's his covenant? Remember to keep. Here he says in Leviticus chapter 23, he wants you to keep as set apart ones, take some time out, speak to the children of Israel, and say unto them, when you shall come into the land which I shall give you, and shall reap its harvest, then you shall bring a sheaf of the first fruits of your harvest to the priest, and you shall wave the sheaf offering for your acceptance on the morrow after the Sabbath. The priest shall wave it. Now, ladies and gentlemen, if you guard my charge, lest they bear the sin, then what you are doing is you are beginning, as the priest did, here in the 22nd chapter of the book of Leviticus. And when a man eats the set-apart offering by mistake, then he shall give a set-apart offering to the priest, and one-fifth shall be added unto it. And let not the priest profane the set-apart offering of the children of Israel, which they lift up unto Yahweh. Are you lifting up a offering tonight? Are you preparing together as set-apart ones to watch and to pray and to seek Him and to be ready on the day of the covenant when He's said together? Did you know that the Bible says that you are together three times a year and to keep His commandments? You know that that takes sacrifice, takes dedication, it takes effort on your part, working hard to clear the land, to make a place where we can be set apart, where we can gather as brothers and sisters and offer up the holy things to Yahweh, to break bread and to fellowship. Now we're in the age of resentment. We have forgotten Yahweh for Baal. Again, ladies and gentlemen, Baal has cheapened the way to Yahweh. But you know, and I know, that the truth remains. He changes not. He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. Now, how do we keep His laws? By obedience to the Word. What's the Word say? Three times a year. You know that Thanksgiving is coming up. They're using Thanksgiving as a festival. And who are they thanking? The Lord? Who is the Lord? Baal. They gather around, they praise Baal, they call on Lord, and worship Him from the rising of the sun to the going down of the same. They stand in the graveyards in the spring and worship the sun as they face the sun, the S-U-N, not the S-O-N, and they call on Baal. And each festival period, they have a substitute feast, and they offer up strange fire. Ladies and gentlemen, don't be found eating and drinking with those who have offered up uncleanliness. Let not the priest profane set-apart offering. What have you got, John? Are you traveling toward Sweetwater, Tennessee tonight? Maybe you're making plans to leave right now, that we're going to gather here next Thursday. Your time is running short. Make preparations to gather with us here in Sweetwater, Tennessee, as you take exit 60. If you're coming from the north, then what you want to do is exit to the right, and then you're going to turn right towards Spring City. Now, think about this. Sweetwater is to the left. Spring City is to the right. You're going to make a right and go north on Highway 68. You're going down approximately 4.5 miles to the fellowship site of the set-apart ones. You're going to take a left on 285, and you're going down to the box number 218. That'll be on your left with Pastor Buddy's name on the mailbox, and you'll take a left inside to the property where the set-apart ones are going to gather here next Thursday evening. Please make a effort to come and to worship and to gather and to fellowship with the set-apart ones. That's what we are. We don't run with a herd. We're not the regular church world. We're set-apart ones. We offer up acceptable sacrifices to Yahweh. Yahweh is the same yesterday when he commanded here in the book of Leviticus for us together. And let not the priest profane the set-apart offerings of the children of Israel when they lift up their hands to Yahweh. Do not allow all these trespasses when they eat their set-apart offerings, for I am Yahweh who sets them apart. How are we going to offer up strange fire? How are we going to offer up offerings on the different times? Say, like on Thanksgiving. Did you know that Thanksgiving is a pagan festival? Now, let me repeat that. I know this is going to make you mad because you're planning. Walmart's decorating for Thanksgiving, ladies and gentlemen, already started. You'll see all of the turkeys and the dressing formulas of the worship as they offer up to strange gods profaned offerings. But they will not make one effort to come on the appointed festival of the set-apart ones together in the name of Yahweh and to walk upright and to fear him and to call on Yahweh. Notice this. On the first day you shall have a set-apart gathering. You shall do no servile work. Now how are we going to do that? We're going to keep Yahweh's word. These are the appointed times of Yahweh, which you proclaim as set apart gatherings, to bring an offering made by fire to Yahweh, an ascended offering. And a lot of people say, well, I don't believe that you should worship fire, Pastor Buddy. Well, he asked for the first thing that he asked for was an offering made by fire. On the first day of the set apart gathering, you shall make a Sabbath of rest. That's on, if you will, on the 15th day of the beginning, which will be the 21st of the Roman calendar. You'll have the beginning of the seventh month, the lunar month, and Yahweh speaks to the children, says, on the 15th day of this seventh new moon is the festival of Sukkoth for 7 days dedicated to Yahweh. On the first day, it's a set-apart gathering. You shall do no servile work. Now, that's a commandment. Now, are you offering up strange fire? Are you getting ready for Thanksgiving? Are you getting ready for a tabernacles? Because you know that tabernacles has a set-apart purpose to let you know that in the fall of the millennial, or when you see the day drawing near, you should gather yourself together, and this is what he says. For 7 days, you shall bring an offering made by fire to Yahweh. Now, how is that? That means that you have something that is cooked on a stove by fire, and you have it together with your brothers and sisters, and you participate in the festival of joining and praising Yahweh on the 15th day of the seventh month. You shall do no servile work, and on the 8th day there shall be a set-apart gathering for you, and you shall bring an offering made by fire to Yahweh. It is a closing festival, and you shall, on that 8th day, do no servile work. Now, what church do you know that teaches that regulation? But it certainly ain't the Sabbath people. They don't have an 8th day in their schedule. They don't know how to schedule one in. See, they change times and laws and they have become liars and perverters and promoters of strange fire. Those of you who are gathering on these days where Yahweh said not to gather, because he says here on the seventh month in the festival of Sukkot, not Thanksgiving. Thanksgiving is a pagan ritual brought about by men and women who are changing the gathering of the set-apart ones, where that they make it enticing for you to gather in a Thanksgiving meal. Thanksgiving to whom? To Yahweh. If they wanted to worship Yahweh, they would do what he said. Here's what he said. Leviticus chapter 23, in the book of Leviticus, here it says, in 34th verse, beginning, Yahweh spoke to the children of Israel and said, on the 15th day of this month, of the new moon, the seventh new moon, it's a festival of Sukkot, or the tabernacles, for 7 days, and you shall do no servile work on the first day, and on the eighth day there shall be a set-apart gathering, and you shall bring an offering made by fire to Yahweh. It is the closing festival. Ladies and gentlemen, we are going to gather for 7 days, and at the end of 7 days, we'll come together on the last day, the great eighth day. And here's what he said, if any of you hunger, let him come unto me. Isn't that a strange thing? After 7 days of feasting, he asked them for the hungry to come to seek his. These are the appointed times of Yahweh, which you proclaim as a set apart gathering to bring an offering made by fire to Yahweh, an ascending offering and a grain offering, a slaughtering and a drink offering as commanded every day. Now, I want to ask you a question. Who does that? Who keeps those things? Who comes together on the set apart? Who dwells in booths for 7 days? All who are native-born of Israel shall dwell in booths, so that your generations shall know that I made the children of Israel to dwell in booths when I brought them out of the land of Egypt. I am Yahweh. And thus did Moses speak of the appointed times of Yahweh to the children of Israel. Ladies and gentlemen, isn't it wonderful that we have people to love him? Isn't it wonderful that we have people to come and become obedient? You know what's wrong with people? They give up their rights. Their rights to gather. Because the devil has come in very conveniently and gave us Christmas. He's given us Easter. He's given us a Thanksgiving. He's given us Halloween. All of these are pagan rituals observed by the churches of Baal. They no longer keep tabernacle festivals. They no longer keep Passover festivals. They no longer want to do what Yahweh said, but slow to do good and very quick to do evil. Now, here's what we're going to do on Saturday as we start the festival on a Thursday night. We will festival all day and do no servile work. We will eat and gather and make offerings and drink offerings and grain offerings, and we will make meat offerings. We will drink wine from the cup, and we will fellowship and toast each other, and we will do it with the King. He is the reason for the season. The season is not Christmas. The season is not Easter. The season season is not Halloween. The season before this season is the seventh month, which is tabernacle. Yahweh tabernacled with his people in a flesh body. He kept tabernacles, for if you go into the 17th chapter of the book of Matthew, you'll find that he was tabernacling. And the Bible says that the Messiah was transfigured before them. And the Bible says that his garments shone like the lightning. And I want to ask you a question. What if you were in a position to go up on the mountain here in Tennessee, where we're going to gather, and gather with the brethren and sisters and have the joy of seeing Yahweh coming on the clouds with great glory, his garments shimmering like the lightning as he comes from the far country? And blessed are you when I come, when I find you watching. Ladies and gentlemen, it's the time appointed that Yahweh said for us to keep. I'm here because Yahweh commanded it. I'm not here to see or be seen, although I love to see my brothers and love to see my sisters. I come to share the wonderful things and celebrate, as it says in 41 of 23, the book of Leviticus, here's what it says. You shall celebrate. Now, you know what celebrating is? It means that you are celebrating. You celebrate it as a festival to Yahweh. I come to remember Yahweh. Do this. He said, three times a year in remembrance of me. Here I am, one more time. You know, we used to be here in the Sweetwater area, and we are right now sitting here in the King's Gate Inn, only 4 miles of 20 years ago, when we were keeping festival here, Tabernacles, Passover, and Pentecost, 4 miles away, never dreaming that only 4 miles down the road, that Yahweh would make it possible for us to have a celebration festival here for the first time in 2010. That was in 94. Ladies and gentlemen, when we were celebrating the festivals in Sweetwater, Tennessee, at the very hotel where some of the brethren and sisters will perhaps be staying in the inn, and they will be celebrating here at the King's Gate Inn, where we will build booths, we will offer offerings, grain offering, we will offer bread offering, we will offer meat offerings, we will celebrate with a cup, we will raise it in remembrance of Yahweh, for he commanded it. And we will celebrate it for 7 days, and then on the 8th day, we will keep a closing festival where we will do no servile work. We'll raise our cup for the last time in this Sukkot or tabernacle gathering, and we look for you, praise Yahweh. We know that the appointed times of Yahweh, which we are commanded to proclaim, the claim, as it's written in the book of Leviticus, chapter 23, verse 37. These are the appointed times of Yahweh, which you proclaim to. Now listen to what it says to. The set apart gathering to bring an offering made by fire to Yahweh, an ascending offering, and a grain offering, a slaughtering, and a drink offering, as commanded every day. Now, we're commanded to do that. And, oh, what a joy it is to have your brothers and sisters gathered. Some are singing, some are praising, some are preaching, some are reading scripture, some are working in the festival area. We've got so much work to do. here at the King's Gate Inn just now, the last three or four days, had possession of the land where we're now. People are already setting up their campers. They're already moving in, and they're already getting ready. Sister Thelma and myself are here already at the dwelling, and we are ready to receive you and to welcome you to the King's Gate Inn. Now, hopefully we're going to have signs that are put up from exit 60 on I-75. If you're coming from the north, you would want to exit to your right. If you're coming from the left or from the south, coming north, you would want to exit to your left toward Spring City, Tennessee, which is 68 north. Now, you go approximately 4 miles if you exit from the north coming south. You would exit to the right, go 4.5 miles until you pass a church on the left called Beulah Chapel Church. Once you pass that church, 200 feet north of that, you'll see Exit Road, County Road 285. Turn down 285, go 1/2 mile, and then you will see the entrance to the left at the Festival of Tabernacles. So you're welcome. If you have any trouble finding the place, call Pastor Buddy here at the festival site, and let me give you my cell phone, and that will be 423-259-0606. Now remember, we don't have a home phone here at the King's Gate, but we do have our cell phone. 423-259-0606. This is a law forever throughout your generations and all of your dwellings. You are to leave your dwelling, things that Yahweh blessed you with, your nice, comfortable homes, and you're to come down to the King's Gate Inn property in Sweetwater, Tennessee. Follow those directions. If you need directions, again, call Pastor Buddy, 423-259-06. Let your generations know that I made the children of Israel dwell in booths when I brought them out of the land of Egypt. I am Yahweh. Ladies and gentlemen, this is just a remembrance of where our fathers came from, how that they dwelt in booths to celebrate at Festival of the Sukkoth to Yahweh for 7 days, and then on the 8th day they are to have a closing festival day of no servile work. The first one is holy, the last one is holy. The first day is the 15th, the last day is the 22nd, and then we are to celebrate these days, 8 days, with Yahweh, and to celebrate these festivals in remembrance of what He done. And so again, this is the telephone number that you're going to use. We're waiting on you right now. Pastor Buddy is right here at the King's Gate Inn property. We're moved in, but we don't have the steps set up as we would like it. It's going to be a little hectic, but you know, the stress that it causes is joy, and you know that if you spell stress backwards, you get dessert. And ladies and gentlemen, we are celebrating with dessert today. We don't have no stress. We have dessert brought to of an offering made by fire. Every day, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to light the fire. We're going to cook the meat for slaughtering animals that we're going to slaughter. Did you know that they slaughtered on the Sukkot festivals? That they literally slaughtered thousands, 10,000s, if you will, of sheep and goats and fed the people? You know, most people think, oh, they sacrificed. That means that they burnt the animals in a big pile. But we don't do that no more. Ladies and gentlemen, how dumb and stupid and ignorant can people be? It was to feed the masses of people. Today it don't take much. One animal would feed the people. Because there's not enough people that love Yahweh. They love Christmas. They love Easter. They love Halloween. They love Thanksgiving. And when they celebrate these with the rest of the people, they think that they're doing God a service, when in reality, they're mocking Him by forgetting Sukkot in the fall, by forgetting the festival of Passover in the spring, by forgetting Pentecost in the fourth month of the harvest. Yahweh is waiting on a people that would remember Him according to the Scriptures. Now, it's very important, ladies and gentlemen, that you come and learn the things that you will learn, and one of those is going to be, we're going to have a demonstration of the gun permit that you can legally carry a concealed weapon in the states scheduled in blue. Now, let me give those to you. We have the state of Washington, the state of Idaho, the state of Minnesota, the state of Wyoming, the state of Arizona, the state of North Dakota, the state of South Dakota, the state of Michigan, the state of Oklahoma, the state of Texas, the state of Louisiana, the state of Arkansas, the state of Missouri, and the state of New Hampshire, the state of Indiana, Kentucky, Tennessee, Alabama, Georgia, North Carolina, Virginia, West Virginia, Ohio. I'm going to have to pack up on the Michigan. It's in yellow. It's got with a Utah non-resident permit, you can legally carry a concealed weapon in the states shaded in blue. The ones that I've mentioned here in yellow, you have to be a resident of the state of Utah to carry in Michigan. Now, this is an exception, along with Colorado and I think maybe New Hampshire is in yellow, and Florida is in yellow, but we understand that they are working to change that where that will not be necessary. Now, you cannot carry in Oregon. It will not be recognized in Nevada, California, New Mexico, Kansas. It will not be recognized in South Carolina. Now, that's sad, but I believe that's fixing to be changed. I'm understanding that the instructor says that these shaded states here that I just mentioned will be changing, where it will become blue, where you will be permitted to carry. Now, here it is. Utah permit, you can legally carry a gun in 30 states that I just mentioned here, and you can carry in several states with reservations. Certain conditions apply. So you must hear the instructor, come, and if your state is legally recognizing the Utah permit, which is, this is the only permit in the United States that is recognized by so many other states. Like, for instance, in Tennessee, I would be licensed to carry, I have a Tennessee permit. Right now, and I think it's about 11 to 15 states, I could double legally the state that I'm able to carry in from the state of Washington, Idaho, and Minnesota, Wyoming, South Dakota, Montana, Oklahoma, Texas, Louisiana, Arkansas, Missouri, Tennessee, Kentucky, Alabama, Indiana, Ohio, West Virginia, Virginia, there's North Carolina, and Georgia. These states, ladies and gentlemen, you would be legally to carry, and the permit is going to be less than $200. If you want to take the training course, and you don't have to fire a gun, you don't have to qualify, you don't have to bring ammunition, all you need is an instruction class that lasts about 4 hours that will be held on Saturday morning or starting around 10 o'clock, and it should be over with a meal served in the evening there along about 2 o'clock, praise Yahweh. So, you come and get your permit. Everybody should be able or legally. And I wonder why that they say that it's legally and illegal when the Second Amendment guarantees you a right to celebrate carrying an arm. We have submitted ourselves to manned ordinance, and we fractured our understanding in the Bible. But Jerry says, when a man who blasphemes the name of Yahweh, he shall certainly be put to death. And anyone who curses Elohim shall bear his sin. All the congregation shall stone him, the stranger as well as the native. And when he blasphemes the name of Yahweh, listen to this now, he is to be put to death. And a man who strikes the being of any man shall certainly be put to death. And he who strikes a beast must repay it, body for body. In other words, if you kill a cow, you've got to replace it with a cow, a bull with a bull. And when a man inflicts a blemish upon his neighbor, as he has done, so it is done to him. Fracture for fracture, eye for eye, tooth for tooth, as he inflicts a blemish upon him, so it is to be done to him. And he who strikes a beast must repay it. And he who strikes a man, he must be put to death. And you are to have one ruling for the stranger and one for the native, for I am Yahweh. And Moses spoke to this, to the children of Israel, and said, when ye shall come into the land which I give you, then shall you observe a Sabbath to Yahweh. Ladies and gentlemen, we're going to start a Sabbath here on next Thursday evening at the going down the sun. It's going to be our Sabbath. It was 1 week from beginning last night. We are going to be in fellowship in the High Holy Sabbath on the 15th, when we will begin our Sabbath. No servile work. We will be celebrating under the old gospel tent right here at the King Gate Inn in Sweetwater, Tennessee. We want you to come and be a part of it. Beautiful weather. The leaves are beautiful and got color in them. So, just the scenic drive here in the beautiful part of country in Tennessee, it's worth the drive just to come and to worship with us, learn to sit around and to enjoy the fellowship of your brethren. Pick their brain, if you will. Ask them questions. Celebrate it in the seventh new moon. Now, if you count, ladies and gentlemen, we've got the seventh moon right here in our remembrance factor as we are recognizing this month as the seventh month. It is the tenth of appointment, and we are to arrange and put the tent up as we're commanded, and we're to have campsites, and we're to have music, and we're to have appointed praisers, scripture readers, and commandment keepers in all of our generations where we're commanded to do. Ladies and gentlemen, it is a joy to celebrate this festival for 7 days, and it is also a time of gathering to proclaim the appointed times. Now, remember when we read you the word appointed? Satan said, I want to set over the appointment. I want to be the appointment maker in the land. So he came up with the appointment of Ishtar. It's a worship of a false time for the devil to have the people together in Ishtar. It is not the appointed time of Yahweh's moons. It says, I appointed the moon for appointment. Satan said, oh, I need to change that. I need to take over, and I need to rule. I need to take the people out of the appointed time, correct times. I need to bring in false times. I'll set the times. I'll make them very convenient for people to keep. I will make it a tradition to keep Ishtar. I will make it a tradition to keep the festival of Ishtar, and they will worship and offer a strange fire at strange times, and I will make the festival of these appointments to Yahweh, I'll turn them into a thanksgiving. You'll forget Yahweh and his laws of Deuteronomy 23 together 3 times a year in the season that he appointed. And I will change these appointments, and I will rule over these in the congregation. I will change times and laws, and I will make these people forget Yahweh. Verse 6 of 23, on the 15th day of the moon is the festival of the bread offering of Passover. On the 15th of Sukkoth is the festival of tabernacles. It is a time that I have commanded you to come to me and to gather and to offer up the grain offering and to the drink offering and the meat offering and to worship with your brothers and your sisters, and you shall bring an offering made by fire to Yahweh for 7 days. Now, what kind of an offering is that? When the ladies cook the meals on the fire, bring it to the gathering, break it, open it, and give thanks, and share in that for 7 days, and on the seventh day, you shall have a set-apart gathering, and do no servile work. Ladies and gentlemen, on the eighth day, you shall come together as one, and you shall, again, make a grain offering, and a meat offering, and a drink offering, and worship Yahweh on the eighth day, and on every Sabbath, you are to arrange and before me continuously from the children of Israel, you shall do this as an everlasting covenant. What have you done? Have you made Thanksgiving your tabernacle gathering? Have you made Ishtar your Passover when Yahweh commanded you to gather three times a year and to come to the appointed place at the appointed time of the lunar. We challenge anybody under the sound of our voice to find any other day where they worshiped other than 8, 15, 22, and 29. No other, no exception, ladies and gentlemen. We offer a $10,000 reward for anyone who can find any place where that they worshiped Yahweh other than 1, 8, 15, 22, or 29. These are the days where Yahweh said that on the appointed time, blow the trumpet in the new moon, sound the shofar, and mark the beginning of the month, and then gather at the appointed times of 8, 15, 22, and 29. Ladies and gentlemen, we're so excited that we're going to gather for the first time here on the festival at the King's Gate Inn, made possible by the love offerings of a lot of good people who gave us the power to purchase 20 acres at Sweetwater, Tennessee, and dedicate it truly to the name of Yahweh. We live right on the festival property. We are going to start arranging it and organizing it and make it a yearly event where you'll know where to come to every year. You'll know the times and you'll know the seasons, and we ask you together. All you got to do now is come and present yourself a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable, to raise the cup. Ladies and gentlemen, what an honor to remember Yahweh and His festival. Just come, gather, raise the cup, bring the offering made by fire, something that's been cooked. That's all it was. They slaughtered animals. They ate in the presence. They offered it up. They broke the bread. They lifted the cup in remembrance of these festival times. And Yahweh was well pleased when the family gathered. Now, we know the world doesn't recognize Yahweh. We know that you'll pass many cars on the interstate. You will pass many airplanes in the air. All these people are running to and fro. They're confused. They're lost. They have no memory. They have no teacher. They are lost, and they'll never be found unless they repent, turn to Yahweh, and accept His name and His festivals and His times, and love His Sabbath, and keep His commandments. That's what it's all about, ladies and gentlemen. And Yahweh says for us to make the children of Israel to come together three times a year and to draw near at the appointed place. Again, we have, for the first time, an appointed place. It is owned solely by Yahweh. Yahweh is the King eternal here. We have no other God over us. We have no other King before us. We have no other God before us. We love Yahweh and His name, and we certainly love His people. This is a continued ascending offering for your generations to come to the door of the tent of the appointment before Yahweh, where I shall meet and speak with you. Isn't it wonderful? Inasmuch as you give it not unto the least of my little ones, you give it not unto me. Inasmuch as you didn't feed my little ones, for I was hungry, and you fed me not. Inasmuch as you did it not to me, you did it not to them. If you did it not to them, them. You didn't do it to me. Yahweh holds you responsible. Today's your day. Take time out. Spend a little of your money. Save your tithes and offerings to come together and worship Yahweh. You'll learn something. I got to witness to a man just a while ago, a worker that dropped by to give me a price on a job that is considering giving him some work. And I got to witness to him the first time, ladies and gentlemen, listen to this now. It's worth everything that I've done up until this time, just for this year alone, to see the expression on the man's face. I said to him, is this the first time that you've ever heard the name of Yahweh? And the man is 55 years old. He said, Pastor Buddy, this is the first time that I've ever heard the name of Yahweh. And I felt warmth in my heart that I had the chance to stand in the gap and to make a difference in this man's life. He'll never be the same. Once you have been introduced to the only name, because he tried to tell me, he said he's got many names. I said, if he has, how many have you got? Well, he said, I've just got one, but said he's different. He said, he's got many. I said, where in the Bible does it say that the Creator, your Father, has got many names? When it does say that there's only one name under heaven given among men that's got salvation. I said, they may be other names, but they ain't but one name that's got salvation. And I said, every time you say hallelujah, you said it all. And you've never even heard the name. I said, breathe in. And he breathed in. And I said, what do you hear yourself saying, Jesus or Yah? He said, I hear Yah. When he exhaled, wow. I said, are you hearing Jesus or are you hearing Yahweh? He said, I'm hearing Yahweh, Pastor Buddy. He said, it's unbelievable. He said, I'm hearing Yahweh. He said, I'm going to study on this. He said, I've never heard it before. One sinner that repents, there is more joy in heaven than 99 righteous people that's going to drive that already knows the name. One sinner, if you can influence, if you can help Pastor Buddy and raise his hands where I can witness to one sinner, or whether you can have the opportunity to witness to one sinner. We've witnessed several of the people already in the community here about the name of Yahweh. I went up to a place today to have some signs made up to set along the road to direct people here. And the three wonderful ladies that worked up there had never heard of the name of Yahweh. Ladies and gentlemen, four people I got to witness today and introduce them to the magnanimous and the magnificent, glorious, almighty name of Yahweh. What a day. Yahweh bless you in the morning. Yahweh bless you in the noonday. And Yahweh bless you when the sun goes down, for there's none other name under heaven given. And when you say hallelujah, you've said it all. You don't need another name. You don't need to call or express another name or use any kind of a sound other than Yah. Because Yah is the beginning and Yah is the end. All that ever come before him were thieves and robbers. Today we're bringing the truth. The name of Yahweh is going across the world tonight to bring judgment upon this land. It'd be better for you to not know the name than to know it and not obey it. It would be better for you to never heard about the tabernacles, because these festivals are taking its place. Walmart is gearing up, decorating their stores with Thanksgiving. You'll never see Deuteronomy chapter 23, obedience, to come together, and on the 15th day, which is the mid-month, that you are to gather together with your brothers and sisters, where the set apart ones are together and to love him and to keep his commandments. Won't you come and join us here in Sweetwater, Tennessee, Hanukkah tonight? I'm live here at the King's Gate Inn, 423-259-0606. Come to Sweetwater, Tennessee, exit 60 on I-75, north or south. Turn north on Highway 68, approximately 4.5 miles, the two, County Road 285, take a left and go down 0.5 mile to the property at the King's Gate Inn, turn left, and stay with us for 8 glorious days of celebration. We love you. Yahweh bless you. Yahweh keep you. I'll see you tomorrow night around the world on WWRB 3.185. I'm sponsored by Dr. Gary tonight and Brother Paul of the great state of Michigan. We expect to see you here come next Thursday evening. We'll be gathering before the beginning of Sukkot, or what we would know in English as Tabernacle. Yahweh bless you. I'll see you again on the early show tomorrow night around the world with the Shepherd's Call and Pastor Buddy. Come and bring something that you can leave here with us, that will be here next year in honor. We're going to recognize some people this time and give them special recognition, those who have labored, those who have helped us, those who have sent tithing and offering to make it possible to have Sukkot here in Sweetwater, Tennessee. We'll see you. Yahweh bless you.